place it seems. And the glistening courtesan still smile while I'm alone. All night, stop for a while, yeah. Moonlight ladies, save me from the raging night. Moonlight ladies, turn me into starlight.
At 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, and that means it is time for Bubbles in the Think Tank. As you can tell by the sound of my voice, I am not Belinda. I am, in fact, Ryan D. of the Music Savage Show. I am good friends with Belinda. This is my seventh time behind the mic for Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am very honored to be able to have been chosen to be one of the many fill-in DJs for Belinda. Let's get the show started. Now, at 11:04, according to that very same digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It's WMFO Medford. I am your faithful fill-in host, Ryan D. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, my friends. It's two of the silliest hours. That's right, two silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All of the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And Belinda has been double dog daring you since 1990. Coming up in about an hour, it's the radio obituary. It's that time of the week where we say goodbye to those who have passed in the recent days and weeks. But first, however, this Bubbles in the Think Tank is going to take you on a history lesson. A lot happened on this day, which happens to be April 14th. I was looking through these days in history as I put this show together, looking at what happened, what shaped our world on April 14th, no matter what year it was. And I was flabbergasted by the amount of history-altering events that happened on this day. So I took that and I ran with it. That, I decided, was going to be my Bubbles in the Think Tank show. History. A history lesson for all of you, all of my friends out there. No matter if you're in school or not, you should never stop learning. And you know, some of you might take the information that you learn on this Bubbles in the Think Tank and use it in maybe a trivia night. Maybe. Anyway, this weekend is steeped in historical facts. And it is my job as a DJ and as fill-in on this Bubbles in the Think Tank show. One of my favorite WMFO shows. By the way, I want to keep you up to date, and I want you to be sharp at your next trivia night. So pay attention. You won't be graded on this, I promise. There won't be a test. But this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, a trip through history. Kind of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I could be either Bill or Ted. You can pick your Bill or Ted, whoever you want to be. But thank you for joining me. I hope Belinda is having a great evening. I hope that you are too. I am going to start with a major moment in history on April 14th. I'm going to give you a second to think maybe about what that was. All right, time's up. On April 14th, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln attended a play. And at this play, with his wife, as he was enjoying it in his booth, he was shot by a John Wilkes Booth. April 14th, 1865, the President of the United States is assassinated by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in Washington. So let's take a moment and reflect on that in song. This is a band called Best Friends Forever. And take a listen to the lyrics. Bubbles in the Think Tank. A history lesson.
Man. He doesn't shoot bullets or fly through the air, drive a fancy car or have a secret lair, but he's really kind of tall and he's extra super fair. He's Abe Lincoln Man.
Abe Lincoln Man, Abe Lincoln Man, a presidential hero. Abe Lincoln Man, when he takes a stand, evildoers cry in fear. Oh, no, no, no.
Well, the robbers and crooks, they think they're out of reach, but they're gonna learn a lesson on this Dave is gonna teach. He kicks a little butt and he makes a little speech. He's Abe Lincoln, Abe Lincoln, Abe Lincoln Man.
Southern man, son of an actor in Maryland, bound for fortune on a gaslit stage, bound to die at a tender age. From Washington to Baltimore, he played the bills and he slept with whores, and he burned inside with a hatred deep for the man who calls the South the weak. Young Abe Lincoln wasn't young no more, tired old man when he won the war, and he dreamed at night of his death by the hand of a bitter world and a faceless man. And he saw his body in a ghastly dream, draped in black while his widow screamed. Two silver dollars on his eyelids lay. Abraham Lincoln has died today. And they said there were five, and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixieland. And Good Friday dawned with a fickle sun. Then Booth declared the day had come, and the word was passed and the guns were brought down to Mary Surratt's 40 house, sealed in a note Booth named just four, but with a gallows swing with many more. But they said there were five and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixieland.
grave, with a bullet in his neck and a broken leg. A patriot in his fantasy of redemption, grace, and bravery. And those who were hanging, those who spent their lives behind a jailer's fence, only Booth could have proved them free of the taint of the conspiracy. For they said there were five and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man. Who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead in the name of God and Dixie, in the name of God and Dixieland, in the name of God and Dixie, in the name of God and Dixieland.
Lincoln would have wanted us to be excellent to each other and party on, dudes and dudettes. You are in the middle of the bubbles in the think tank history lesson hour. Uncle Earl right there up ahead of that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure clip. Booth shot Lincoln from their 2005 release, She Waits for the Night. Tony Rice up ahead of that with John Wilkes Booth from his 1992 album, Native American. Perry Grip up ahead of that, Perry Grip of Do You Like Waffles fame. He has a silly song for just about everything on this planet. And I played you a track called Abe Lincoln Man. And kicking off the history lesson set here on Bubbles in the Think Tank with your guest host, Ryan D. Best friends forever. Abraham Lincoln from the Minneapolis band, self-titled 2010 EP. That is a very convincing song. If they were best friends, they would have put their heads in front of Abe's head and taken that bullet for John Wilkes Booth. Think about how many people in your life that you would do that for. Maybe I would do that for President Lincoln. I mean, given the state of affairs today, and the person that happens to be in the White House now, we could just have another Abe Lincoln. Or anybody. A chicken. A pig. A weasel. A weasel? Well, I mean, I guess we already have a weasel in the White House. I don't know. Anyway. Howdy, my friends. I hope that you are all having a great Saturday evening. I do love filling in for Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I love the Bubbles in the Think Tank fans out there. Hi to everybody out there in Radioland and on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page. It's good to see all of you, even if it's only virtually. I'm going to continue the history lesson. Are you ready? Do you have your pen and paper? Are you taking notes? Now, I said I wasn't going to give you a test. Was I lying? Come on. It's Saturday. I'm not doing that to you. All right. April 14th, 1894. The one and only Thomas Edison unveiled his moving picture machine. It's called the kinetoscope. And he unveiled that on this day in 1894 to an amazed public. It blew their minds. How can we look into this machine and see these pictures moving? What kind of sorcery was that? People loved it, and it paved way for all of the movies we have today, including Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. There would be no Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure if it wasn't for Thomas Edison and his kinetoscope. Come on, you know that. So let's celebrate Thomas Edison. Here's the Might Be Giants.
The Edison Museum, not open to the public. Its haunted towers rise into the clouds above it. Folks drive in from out of town to gaze in amazement when they see it. Just outside the gate, I look into the courtyard, underneath the gathering thunderstorm. Through the iron bars, I see the Black Mariah revolving slowly on its platform. In the topmost tower, a light burns dim, a coiling filament glowing within. The Edison Museum, once a bustling factory, today's but a darkened cobweb-covered hive of industry. The tallest, widest, and most famous haunted mansion in New Jersey. Behind a wooden door, the voice of Thomas Alva recites a poem on a phonograph. Ghosts float up the stair like silent moving pictures, the loyal phantoms of his in-house staff. A wondrous place it is, there can be no doubt. But no one ever goes in, and no one ever goes out. So when your children quarrel, and nothing seems to quell them, just tell them that you take them to the Edison Museum, the largest independently owned and operated mausoleum.
Thomas Alva Edison, dein Kohle-Mikrofon, hat wieder die Musik geschenkt, seit seinem ersten Ton. Ha, ha, ha. Thomas Alva.
thoroughly enjoyed finding that track from a well-loved German band. And as soon as I was searching for songs about Thomas Edison, and I came across Love Generation and their ode to Thomas Edison, that track was called Thomas Alva Edison and was released by the German band in 1975. And if you want to do yourself a favor, and I think that you do, you need to go to Google and type in these exact words, ESC, all capital, ESC, Germany, 1976, Love Generation, Thomas Alva Edison. When you do that, you will come up with a live, and I'm doing air quotes, live performance of this song from the German band, who were, I guess, the German equivalent of ABBA? Anyway, go ahead and check that out, and you can thank me later. They might be giants up ahead of that. The Edison Museum, from the band's first children's album titled No, released in 2002. The history lesson marches on, my friends. Can you guess what else happened on this day in 1912? April 14th? The date should give you a hint. I'll let you think about it for a second. One, it's was the Titanic. The passenger liner Titanic, deemed the unsinkable ship, strikes an iceberg on this day in 1912 and begins to sink. This track I'm going to play from you from Lead Belly is taken from Lead Belly's Smithsonian Folkways collection. It was released in 2015. In this song, you can hear Lead Belly telling the story of a boxer named Joe Johnson. He's being denied passage on the Titanic because of the color of his skin. Therefore, he escaped the fate of, well, everybody else, basically. At least 1,500 people. And in the song, it's a very lively version of the Titanic. Rather gleeful, if you will. And you can hear it. 1912, April 14th, the Titanic hits an iceberg and begins to sink. And Lead Belly is going to tell you about it.
Yeah, 1912. Lon Lemon and myself, we used to do this. And I'm going to say something about Jack Johnson on that, but you people won't get offended at that because I won't sing it to the cut of people. I leave out that voice. I can sing it, but leave out that voice. But anyhow, I'm going to sing it to you. I'll show you. Yeah, I'm going to sing it. And I'll show you. It's Jack Johnson was a prize fighter at the time. That's the time of Jeffries, you know, 1912 or something like 10. But this is when the Titanic went down. It left down there, you know, and wasn't nothing on that. The people use the name as crackers, which I don't use that name. I just people, you know. I said what they are. But anyhow, this is the song about it, and this tells a true story just about what happened on that ship in 1912. It's the first time I learned how to play on a 12-string guitar, 1912. I could play it on a 6, but you had to get your 12 and get your mind together. Get some hands together, so I like to play it, and we'll play it for you. On the sea, the band is playing Jeremiah God today. By the Titanic, by the well. It was a midnight on the sea, the band is playing Jeremiah God today. By the Titanic, by the well. Titanic, when it got its load, Captain he hollered all aboard. By the Titanic, got its load. Captain, he hollered all aboard. Fancy Titanic, very well. Titanic was coming round the curve when it run into that great big iceberg. Couldn't turn. Fancy Titanic, very well. He didn't see it. Titanic was coming round the curve when it run into that great big iceberg. Fancy Titanic, very well. Titanic was sinking down. They had them lifeboats around. Fancy Titanic, very well. When the Titanic was sinking down, they had them lifeboats around. Fancy Titanic, very well. They had them lifeboats around, saving the women and children, letting the men go down. Fancy Titanic, fare well. They had them lifeboats around, saving the women and children, letting the men go down. Fancy Titanic, fare well. Get on board, Captain. He says, I ain't hauling no coal. Fancy Titanic, fare well. Jack Johnson wanted to get on board. Captain, he says, I ain't hauling no coal. Fancy Titanic, fare well. Talk about it now. Didn't get on there. When he heard about that mighty shock, might have seen a man kind of eager rock. Fancy Titanic, fare well. When he heard about that mighty shock, might have seen a man kind of eager rock. Fancy Titanic, fare well. The Titanic, when the thing went down, standing on the mountain.
On the Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, play Titanic and the really rock. Kill those sleeping and crying, guess I'm going to die. But that's sad when that big ship went down. Sad when that big ship went down. Down, husband and wife, you're the most in line.
very, very, very rare recording right there of William Smith and his wife back in 1927. And that was pretty much one of it's just an old, amazing song, William and Versace Smith, When That Great Ship Went Down. One of only four songs from the husband and wife duo. And history doesn't know whether they were, they think they were either from Texas or the Carolinas. William Smith was a guitar evangelist, and he was recorded, him and his wife were recorded by Paramount back in the day when vinyl had just started happening and people were able to get out to this music. The record studios realized that there was this wealth of music in the deep country in the Carolinas and the mountains in Texas. And they sent record executives out with recording materials and recorded these people who wouldn't otherwise have never had an opportunity to play live for anybody. And it made these people millions of dollars, well, thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars by now. And most of these performers never saw anything out of it. But they did get to record their voices. And again, William Smith and his wife, they recorded only four songs, 1927, and that was their version of When That Great Ship Went Down. It's fascinating to find this stuff. Up ahead of that, Lead Belly doing the Titanic, and I took that from the Smithsonian Folkways collection, but you can also find that on, it's on a lot of Lead Belly's actual albums or collections. And again, I think I might have said the name of the boxer wrong. I don't remember though, but it was Jack Johnson. And he was about to board and somebody said, we're not having any coal. You're not shoveling any coal here. You know, it's awful. But you know, if that's a true story, it saved his life. And you can hear Lead Belly was, you know, was kind of happy about that. See what happens when you are racist? You know. So that's a great tribute to Titanic, which hit an iceberg on this date in 1912 and sank finally. It started sinking on April 14th, but finally sank altogether on April 15th. There's a lot of really bad stuff that happened on this day, but a lot of bad things make for really amazing music. So that's usually how it works. It's still how it works to this day. All right, so let's do something, you know, actually really good about today. On this day in 1932, one of the most amazing country musicians was born. And here she is. Let me do that again. And here she is.
2 years ago, I wrote a song called Coal Miner's Daughter. And I know a little bit about this girl because I just happen to be that coal miner's daughter. Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled. Thank you.
happy birthday to the one and only Loretta Lynn, born on this day, April 14th, 1932, the coal miner's daughter. All right, let's get back into some more awful stuff. You know, we took a moment to celebrate an amazing life, and now let's get back into something awful and the music that came out of it. 1935, April 14th, known as Black Sunday, the day a severe sandstorm ravaged the Mideast and created what is known as the Dust Bowl. And the music that came out of that tragedy, of course, was wonderful and beautiful, and the man that led the way for songs about the Dust Bowl, or Dust Bowl ballads, was the one and only Woody Guthrie.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. It was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was gonna coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed, was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak. And I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Woody Guthrie. Man, that guy was something else, huh? That was Talking Dust Bowl Blues from his 1940 album Dust Bowl Ballads, considered his finest work. And Dust Bowl Ballads is Woody Guthrie's most successful album to date. And that was in honor of the Black Sunday happening on April 14th, 1935, which was the beginning of what is now known as the Dust Bowl. And the music and the people and how they rose up out of that tragedy is it's just an incredible story. And of course, Woody Guthrie was right there as the main singer, storyteller of that era. I hope you are enjoying the Bubbles in the Think Tank History 11 on this day, April 14th. Let's end the history lesson with a happier note. On this day, April 14th, 1960, pretty much I consider it the birth of Motown. It is when Berry Gordy Jr., he had founded Tamla Records on January 12th, 1959, and it was incorporated as Motown Record Corporation on this day, April 14th, 1960, and pretty much the birth of Motown because of, you know, it being Motown Record Corporation. Anyway, that happened on this day. And, you know, of all of the amazing, amazing artists on the Motown record label, well, here's just one of them celebrating this day in history when Motown Records became a thing.